We all know the old saying, practice makes perfect. While the intention of this sentiment is to motivate us to practice and not give up on something, it kind of sets us up for disappointment. Why? Well, this is how the dictionary describes perfect: entirely without any flaws, defects, or shortcomings. Do you know anyone or anything that can live up to this description? I vote that we change this well-intentioned but out-of-date saying to practice makes perfect sense. Right? It makes sense that to be successful at anything, be it playing an instrument, singing, writing, our job, our career, and yes, a relationship, it takes practice, even when you don't feel like it. Especially when you don't feel like it. This slight alteration also removes the daunting expectations of reaching perfect status. When I was 10 years old, I took piano lessons from Mrs. Ludwig. Yes, she looked as old school as her name. She had me practicing pieces to perfection for a big piano recital with all of her students. I was petrified. I was the singer in the family, not the pianist, and I wanted no part of it. I suffered through every minute of the recital, waiting my turn, running the piece through my mind while all the other students were playing. The fear of my fingers doing the walking without any mistakes was overwhelming and subsequently caused my mind to block out the rest of the day. The only other thing I remember is the little white Beethoven bust she gave us all when we finished, as our prize for our perfect performance. Do you feel the need to be perfect in all that you do? Brené Brown says, "Perfectionism is a way we hide out in our own lives, and that shield, instead of protecting us, keeps us from being seen." Ironically, the antidote for perfectionism is practice. Practicing builds our skills, our confidence, and our abilities to handle, tolerate, and overcome whatever it is we are facing. It builds a foundation of strength for us that will hold us up when the going gets tough. Just as practicing scales is crucial to playing piano pieces, as lifting weights are to building physical strength, doing the five following exercises repeatedly will strengthen our core selves, allowing us to have and to live a life that is perfect for us. Practice prescription. 1. Practice accepting your mistakes. Don't beat yourself up. Learn from them and move on. 2. Practice being grateful. Remember what you are grateful for every day. 3. Practice being vulnerable. Shed your protective shield and let love fall in. 4. Practice being kind to yourself. Talk to yourself as you would people you love. 5. Practice being brave. Go after what you want and deserve. Recommended dosage. Practice each one time a day for the first week. Increase to 2 times a day for the next 2 weeks. And in week 4, attempt each 3 times a day for ultimate results. Side effects may include increase in self-confidence and overall happiness, sore cheeks from smiling, healthy, loving relationships, increase in income, decrease in worry, a spring in your step, spontaneously singing out loud, and a positive attitude. Worth a try?